Station 18, Wine Cross on the former site of St. Nicholas's Chapel. Bible text. Jesus Christ says, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. John 15, verse 5. The Wine Cross is the link between Holy Thursday, Good Friday, and Easter. At the Last Supper, just before his crucifixion, Jesus uses the wine shared with the disciples to symbolize their eternal bond with him. He likens the disciples to the branches of his grapevine. Those who stay with him will also be part of his cross. Just as grapes must go through the winepress and die in order to fulfill their purpose, Christians, too, are not spared suffering and death. But those who abide in Christ will finally reap the fruit of the resurrection and shall be ever with the Lord. First Book of Thessalonians 4, verse 17. As the Württemberg theologian Johann Albrecht Bengel, 1687-1752, put it, God does not lead us past suffering, but always through it. This cross stands on the former site of the Kapelle in Ehringsteige, a chapel dedicated to St. Nicholas, which probably dated from the 11th century and gave this mountain spur its name of Kappelberg. It was part of the castle complex of the Lords of Württemberg and was extended in 1252 by order of Count Ulrich the Founder, also known as Ulrich with the Thumb. The castle was destroyed around the year 1300, but the chapel was still used. In 1392, the Bishop of Constance confirmed that it belonged to the local college in Beutelsbach, Stuttgart. The location of the castle and chapel was ideal. It overlooked the lower Rems Valley. In addition, this was the steepest part of the Kaiserstraße, the so-called Emperor's Road over the hills of the Schurwald Forest. Some 20 horses were needed for the steep hall. Rappenruh, Horses Rest, the name of the adjacent land to the north, is a reminder of the arduous climb. While the horses were being changed or rested, travelers could go into the chapel to pray for a safe end to their journey. At the beginning of the Poor Conrad uprising, Geispeter, one of its leaders, summoned his followers on the 4th of May in 1514 by ringing the chapel bell. Duke Ulrich I, the reason for the rebellion, was able to quell the revolt. He was ousted in 1519, but returned in 1534, when he immediately implemented the Reformation, after which the chapel lost its importance. Probably because he didn't want to be reminded of the uprising, Ulrich also allowed the stones of the castle to be removed for use elsewhere. It is recorded that in 1685, stonemasons worked for 4 days on the ruins of a chapel and took its stones to rebuild the Stiftshaus, a college building destroyed by fire during the 30 Years' War. Remains of the chapel were found in 1969 during the consolidation of the vineyards. The new cross commemorates the century-long historical significance of this place of worship. Today, open-air church services are regularly held here. Summary. From the 11th to the 16th century, this was the site of a chapel dedicated to St. Nicholas. Up to around 1320, it was part of the original castle complex belonging to the later House of Württemberg. Travelers could rest here after climbing the steepest part of the so-called Emperor's Road. In 1514, the chapel bell rang in the Poor Conrad uprising. The chapel fell into disuse after the Reformation and was later demolished.